turunduse täht.
Have you fought anything interesting or have you seen anything interesting during this past week that we could bring up and say that this is a wow thing in marketing?
I don't, for me, I'm always looking at consistency. And in my little life here in Örebro, one thing that I see consistently promoted is milk. And Ola, which is the, I guess, the milk marketing board, the cooperative for all the dairy producers, I think they have a very positive approach to their advertising, which is that they call milk nature's own sports drink. And it links to me because I love doing a lot of sport. And I'm also somebody who is very keen to nourish myself in nature's way, as opposed to maybe a lot of the very high sugar content drinks that are out there. So it's more in terms of the campaign that they have. It's consistent. It's very easy to understand. It's a good imagery and creativity. And I see they continue to do it by endorsements with very good Swedish sports people.
So it's milk, advertising of milk.
Correct, yes.
And then tell me once again how this company or a brand is called?
Arla, A-R-L-A. It's the milk dairy cooperative body, which is in many of the Scandinavian countries.
Fantastic, because last show we were sitting here with somebody from London and we were discussing the same subject and we were talking about milk products again. So that's interesting. Something is happening in milk industry.
The big trends going to affect us as well.
Anu, who's your favorite this time?
Yeah, my favorite, I was really listening very closely what you had to say, because my favorite comes from the almost nearby area. And it's not about milk, but it was about bread, sausage and beer. And the story is that I think it's an interesting case, as one of one of the most famous Estonian rock bands decided to license the name to bread, sausage, and beer. And I think it's a funny story. I noticed the bread in store, and I always know that Raoul is going to ask me, "Did you buy?" I have to tell you, I did buy.
A beer?
No, I don't drink beer.
Okay.
But I bought bread. I didn't find the sausage, by the way. I didn't know what to look, but I found the bread. It was it had a good taste, and I think it was. We don't have many licensing stories in here in Estonia, and I think this one is a very brave one, and I would really keep fingers crossed to them that it's going to become a success story for both for them and for the producers.
And would you listen to their music then?
Yeah, I do. It's one of my husband's favorite bands, so yeah. I'm forced to listen.
So you're all happy.
I actually have nothing special, but this time I was following. We had this big marketing event in Estonia, Password, called Password, and they gave out also their best choices for marketers, and I actually like the case that got the winner's position already, but I will recall it here. It's actually the something that we were talking about today. It's a radio program, and they just had a name like Radio Free or something like that. So they were researching their listeners, trying to find out what the listeners do like and what do they listen and etc. etc. So they found out that actually those people from 20s to 50s they all loved retro music, old music. So they changed their name to Retro Radio. And they decided that they won't play anything that's newer than 10 years old, and And because of that, they had twice as good results during a year as a radio, because they tried to change their name. And I love this case. So this is my candidate.
So who will get our votes? So John, what case would you vote for?
I like the music one, actually. I like the licensing. That would be, although I am a retro guy at heart, so I apologize for that. But retro for me, I have to be honest, is more than 10 years ago. But I think on the licensing, because they could really make, in English, you say if you make a lot of money, you make bread. So they could actually extend their campaign a little further by making bread, by using it also to... as if they were making money from it as well. So I think that would get my vote.
My vote is going to them also.
Thank you a lot. I would agree with you. So Metsadel, you will expect our marketing weekly marketing award during the next days.